Brandon Flowers from The Killers joining us. How you doing, Brandon?
Great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for asking. You guys got the new album coming out September 22nd. Wonderful, wonderful.
That's right.
Is it stressful, or are you more relieved or excited to get this thing out there finally? Whenever you're going to release an album, I guess.
Yeah, I think the emotions are running the gamut there. I think I'm covering all three of those. I'm stressed. I'm excited. I'm emotional.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change, you know. This is our fifth record now, but there is quite a bit of relief because it's been done for a long time, so I am excited for people to hear it.
It's been, what, 5 years since the last Killers record, and that's kind of a long break for you guys. Was that planned, or did it just sort of happen that way?
No, it's too long, you know. A couple of the guys wanted breaks, and so there were, you know, solo records that were made in between, and there was a best of that was released that we toured, and a Christmas album, and it's just time gets away from you, but it's been too long.
Yeah, you've done a couple of solo records yourself. What's the difference? How do you approach those records differently than making a record with the Killers? Do you feel a little bit more freedom to do what you want on your solo stuff?
Yeah, but it's also, it makes me appreciate the band it makes me appreciate the guys and their talents in the Killers as well. Because I can go and hire anybody to play on the record, and it's nice to just be, you know, completely in charge. But I do recognize, it made me recognize that there is something that we have as a band and that is, you know, unique to us. And so I think that it was a good learning experience for me.
I've heard you say that this new album, Wonderful, Wonderful, is more personal. What do you mean by that?
You know, I like to tell stories, and I kind of like to observe a lot and absorb a lot, and I'm always lurking in the songs and in the content, but on this record, I'm more at the forefront, and I'm really, you know, more bare as opposed to just kind of in the shadows.
You hear a lot about bands who sort of struggle and have a lot of pressures and stuff as they're making their way up. You guys are, you're pretty much at the top right now. Do you feel pressure now? Is there more pressure to follow up your previous successes than there was in the past?
Yeah, I mean, we put it on ourselves, but the bands that I grew up loving kind of had an arc to their career, and they would grow and evolve and then have these big records later on. If you look at Depeche Mode and U2 and bands like that kind of 4 or 5 records in, they really came into their own. And that was kind of how I assumed a band was going to be, but we came out with our first record being, you know, this massive thing. We didn't quite know how to navigate that. There isn't really a handbook for that. I'm proud of us for how we've handled it and maintained and grown over the years. And so, I don't know, I'm excited to see what's coming.
There's a lot of guests on this new record, from what I understand, but one in particular that stuck out to me was Mark Knopfler. How'd you guys get involved with Mark?
We recorded our first Christmas song in his studio in London, and that was the first time we met. And then later on, we did a cover of Romeo and Juliet, and sort of, you know, it became a real, our fans really loved it, and I don't know, just kind of connected us a little bit. And so we just reached out to him. And this song had these perfect gaps for a sharpshooting master like Knopfler to kind of do his thing. And he said yes, and he did a great job.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who has a real distinct guitar sound. Like, you know, no matter what you put on, you can always tell when it's Mark Knopfler playing the guitar.
And you can tell here, too. It's great.
So the new song that I've heard is The Man. Is the whole record, is that reflective of the sound of the whole record?
No.
No?
It is. It's just sort of meant, I saw it as a, I don't know, it kind of kicks the door down and allows room for these other songs to enter. That's how I see The Man. It was the last song that we wrote on the record, and there's nothing else like it.
Oh, okay. So that's an interesting introduction for people then. It is a great song, though. It's got a lot of bounce to it, a lot of swagger. I really like it. I really enjoy that song. There's an interesting story, from what I understand, from behind one of the other songs that took you a little while to finish Run for Cover, right?
That's right. Started it during the writing for Day and Age, which has been now, you know, eight and a half, 9 years. And it's just, I loved the first verse, and I couldn't beat it. You know, the second verse was never rising up to the level that I wanted it to. Then when we put a best of out, it came out again, and we were going to have it be the single, but I couldn't get the lyrics right, and I finally cracked the code. and we kind of reimagined it to fit on this record, and it sound, we're really excited about it.
Any idea what it was that finally clicked for you, or what happened to maybe make you able to finish that song finally? Was there any particular thing, or it just came to you one day?
Yeah, no, well, there wasn't. You're just kind of waiting for the right line or the idea. You know, I needed a point. There's a woman that I'm talking about in the first verse. It's the wife of a senator, and my buddy Alex Cameron, who's a great songwriter from Australia. I couldn't figure out what to do with the second verse, and he suggested let's make it from her perspective, and then it sort of unfolded pretty easily after that.
Yeah, so it just took that one little look, maybe an outside perspective from somebody to get finished. Do you find that happens a lot in your writing process?
No, you know, when I was younger, I wouldn't have listened to him.
Right.
and that's something that I've grown to really respect and see other people's gifts and talents, and I'll use them if I can.
We got to wrap up here pretty soon, but I heard something. I think it was fairly recently you said this, but I could be mistaken about that. But you said your favorite Killer song is "Read My Mind." What is it about that song that you love so much?
I think it's just grown. It's just stood the test of time, and it feels great in 2017. And it feels just as fresh as it did in 2006. It's one of the songs every night that, you know, no matter where we're playing, if we're playing in an open air, you know, field or an arena or a theater, when it starts, something happens. The room changes, the crowd changes, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
All right, man. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Looking forward to hearing the new record. Wonderful, Wonderful from the Killers will be out September 22nd.
Thanks.